How's it going? This is Ty, and this is also the Fiction and Copy Decoded podcast, and I'd like to welcome you, which of course I always do. Here we talk about fiction, copywriting, persuasion, marketing, and several other issues ever since I discovered that fiction writing and copywriting do borrow from each other in quite a few different ways. So without any further ado than we've already had, let's get to it. All right, this week's episode is number 280. The post I'm going to connect this episode to, I originally titled, Already Has Proven Itself Worthy, posted on July 30th, 2015. Now, I'd gotten high-speed internet at the house several episodes ago, and several weeks ago away from the post that I'm talking about now. I had eventually gotten some feedback about last-minute changes someone put in a manuscript, and I had to take a look at them just to be sure things looked okay, you know, last minute. So after a few changes, I got over my surprise at being pinged, you know, after... Like, oh, something, and in my mind, because in my mind, I had sent it in and that it was done after that. To me, mentally, that was done. But then something had come through, and it's like, oh, wow, we've got to kind of go back a little bit. That kind of was a bit of an initial shock to me. But 2 hours later, I was ready to send things off after I checked over everything. And then that's where it was really awesome. All right, so... I went to attach the two files I had fixed up, and it was done in less than a minute. I mean, as an estimate, it probably would have taken me over 30 minutes over dial-up to do this, strangely. So, man, I was happy as a clam in a foot of mud as far as that goes. It happened, like, really fast. I do admit I can sometimes, very often, be amused and delighted by simple things. Nowadays, I can say, for some others, maybe you, if you're listening to this, and it's totally fine. You may have had high-speed internet for a long time, and if so, that's fine. It's commonplace. I will say, looking back on this now, that for me, this is now commonplace. This is now commonplace. To have things... done this fast. And also, I got more training with how to use MS Word at that point, because I had gotten lost with a few things, and I had to Google some things here and there, but I had learned a lot more about Word 2013 into the bargain, which is funny because they don't have 2013 anymore. But then again, also, with all that stuff I don't have to wait for, of course, I know I said this, I would try to keep it to a minimum. You can plan more future things if you can get current things done faster. So that streamlines. You can do it with every factor of life as well, depending on what you're doing. You know, with processes in your life or business or what have you, you can streamline almost anything. Now, there are some things you should take your time on. It's just that what effort you're putting, or that I was putting actually, to internet and to waiting, that was actually better done up by just speeding it up, which was quite helpful to me in the end.
That'll be the end of this episode. I appreciate you guys hanging out. To learn more about the blog this podcast is connected to, you can visit it at fictionandcopydecoded.wordpress.com. You can learn about me there. You can also learn about me at my copywriting samples website, which is tymallcopywriting.yolasite.com. Yolasite is one word. It's YOLASITE.com. Well, you can support this podcast by liking, sharing, commenting, and subscribing to get the word out. You can also become a monthly contributor if you'd like. For 99 cents a month, you'll get my thanks at the end of each and every episode. Well, not individually, but collectively. For $4.99 a month, I'll give you part of the show notes for that week, for that episode, and the month that you're featured. Terms apply, of course. And for $9.99 a month, I'll do a 30-second to 1-minute ad for you to promote your business during the show. Again, terms apply. All right. I appreciate it once again that you took time to listen to me today, this week, this time. And we will catch you guys next time. Have a great rest of your day.